Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, so let's kind of backtrack here, because the FAA has had some issues with SpaceX for a while. September 9th. I know it's a few days ago, but just bear with me here. There's a story arc here that we have to go through. Starship Flight 2, Elon Musk posted this. Unstacked Ship 25. It's beside the booster now, and it's the final preparations before the flight of IFT-2. IFT-2 will, of course, launch from Starbase, Texas, and the booster will go into the Gulf of Mexico, and the ship will go off the coast of Kauai if everything goes right, right? IFT-1 didn't go so great. A couple minutes in, the thing blew up. They had to blow it up because it wasn't separating. Went wildly out of control, tumbled through the space above the Gulf of Mexico. Eventually it did blow up. They did self-terminate it, and it blew apart over the Gulf of Mexico. So IFT-1, a considerable success, you know, considering that, you know, Elon gave it a 50% chance to get off the pad. So IFT-1, success. IFT-2, there are about 1,000 changes to the booster and the ship, and also a ton of changes to the mount and to the to the launch pad itself. So congrats to SpaceX. This is a few days ago. To SpaceX for completing and documenting the 57 items required by the FAA for Flight 2 of Starship. We're noting that 6 of the 63 items refer to later flights. And these are the ones that are for later flights are grayed out, but we'll take a look at these real quick. These are for C-13, which is improved igniter seal design as a future action. There's a bunch of these in here, 90 plus cameras, which is one of my favorite things. They have 90 cameras inside of the booster in the ship to detect leakage during operations. So kind of mitigating what Elon was talking about before, about like not blowing up on the pad. If that was a success, them not blowing up on the pad, they have a much less chance to blow up on the pad this time because they have increased scrutiny of leak checks, which is C9 here, and 90 plus cameras to detect leakage, leak capture and drain hardware for valves at a certain type. And most of these are kind of vague. So you don't really know exactly what they are or where these things are. Like replace accessible valves of a certain type with new design. Accessible valves of a certain type with new design. Okay, we got to redesign these valves of a certain type. Don't know what those are. It shows that SpaceX and the FAA are working together to get Starship off the ground again. IFT-2 to fly, and there are a few other things here. 6 of those things that are future actions. Redesign network architecture, improve design of hot manifold, improve oxygen valve seal. But there are a few things that are important for the future due to SpaceX, FAA, and the Fish and Wildlife Service all working together to make sure that SpaceX doesn't endanger the environment, people, or things when they launch the next Starship. That's the FAA's job. The FAA is literally there to make sure nobody and no thing and no animal or environment gets harmed during launch or subsequent actions thereafter, like say if the re-entry of a spacecraft. So we have verify flight safety design, and then add water-cooled pad deck, redesign of launch pad deck, improve assumptions for new pad deck design, and improve pad deck design documentation. We don't know what the documentation is, but we know what the new design is, which is the water cooling underneath, the sprinkler system, the deluge system, whatever you want to call it, an improved pad design process. Hi, take a second, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. That tells YouTube to send you more Starship content, whether it's my channel or somebody else's channel. It'll tell the algorithm, hey, I like SpaceX. I like Starship. I want to see more of this stuff. So if you hit like and subscribe, then it'll show you that stuff. Thanks. So pad design, of course. Yeah, that's super important. They have to make sure that they have, in Elon's words, the best part is no part, right? So they want to keep this as simple as possible. They don't want like a giant trench, and they can't even build it down there. It's too close to the water levels of the Gulf of Mexico. They just can't dig into the ground. And if they were to build a massive deluge system and flame trench, it would be years probably before the Army Corps of Engineers signed off on a design. They've already tried it. You know, they've already went through the system of like, what if we could do this? What if we could do this system, a flame trench system? And the Army engineers were just like, yeah, it doesn't look good. So what they have now is what they're probably going to stay with. And the important part about this is that all of these things are in the FAA's hands now. So we have Congrats to SpaceX for completing documented 57 items required by the FAA for flight 2 of Starship, says Elon Musk. So the good thing is SpaceX completed these, off to the FAA, right? Booster static fire. Here's the thing, a tweet. I call it a thing. It's a tweet. It's an X. It's a post, whatever, a post on X by SpaceX. Additional views from Booster 9's second static fire. A little bit different now. Booster 9, the new boosters are static firing on the pad, but they have the deluge system installed. So a ton of water flows everywhere while they do these. And there's not as much, or there's zero, pad concrete flying everywhere like the IFT-1 launch. Okay, so there's the deluge system. And as you can see, the most powerful rocket in existence didn't see any debris, right? It cuts out pretty quickly at the end there. And they do fade out really quickly, which I would have loved to see a little, like a couple more seconds, the 10-second clip. Give me like 13, 14 would be great. But as you can see, there's no ejection of concrete or anything like that. Looks like the deluge system is working pretty good. Deluge system looks like it's working pretty good at this point. So seems like there are no issues with the pad now. Okay. But there's always a but, right? Like this one's a pretty big cakey but. There are a few things. This is from Eric Bergen. This is from a few days ago. SpaceX conducted a test flight of Starship Super Heavy at Boca Chica, Texas. This is a statement from the FAA, by the way. Update from the FAA on Boca Chica and Starship Flight 2. Completed a mishap investigation with FAA oversight. This investigation analyzed the launch, mishap events, and corrective actions before it is authorized to conduct a second Starship Super Heavy launch. SpaceX must obtain a modified license from the FAA that addresses all safety, and this is the key part, environmental, and other regulatory requirements. As part of the license application determination process, the FAA will review new environmental information, including changes related to the launch pad, like we were talking about before, as well as other proposed vehicle and flight modifications, all those 63 things that Elon was talking about. And the FAA will complete written reevaluation to the 2022 programmatic environmental assessment. The FAA is going to look at the things that Elon and SpaceX have said that they've fixed during the programmatic environmental assessment that allowed them to launch IFT-1. And if those still stay in place, then that's great. And if SpaceX completed those tasks and continue to complete those tasks, that's great. But if Elon and SpaceX has veered away at any moment, they could open up another programmatic environmental assessment type study at Starbase. Evaluating new environmental information, including Endangered Species Act consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That's a big deal. Fish and Wildlife Service, if they see that SpaceX, like I said before, if they see that SpaceX had veered away in any direction with any endangered species at Boca Chica, and there's numerous endangered species that live and breed in the Boca Chica area, there's consequences that SpaceX must deal with. Some of them could be mitigating those circumstances? How will these endangered species be affected by a SpaceX launch in the future? Did the deluge system endanger anything more so than usual? Is this new water that's being, you know, sent everywhere while they launch, is that interrupting the natural flow of any species in Boca Chica? So there are a few things that we have to think about here. So additional environmental review will be required. The contents of the PEA do not remain valid. Wait, if the FAA determines through the WR process, sorry, I didn't read that part. They didn't want to freak you out for a second. If the FAA determines through the written reevaluation process that the contents of the PEA do not remain valid in light of the changes proposed for Flight 2, additional environmental review will be required. Accordingly, the FAA has not authorized SpaceX's proposed Flight 2. So they can't fly yet. And the FAA will provide updates with a notification of any license determination or results of additional environmental review. Okay. So that brings us to now. Okay. Any sort of anything from the deluge system, if they find any contaminants in it whatsoever that are above the levels that are safe for any species at the Boca Chica area, the Fish and Wildlife Service will take a hard look at what's going on at SpaceX's Starbase. What that means is that there could be ramifications. And I'm not an environmental scientist. I don't work with the environment in my day job, but these are things that the Fish and Wildlife Service do work with. They work with wildlife, they work with water tables, things like that. Any contaminants that SpaceX has shown to add to those water tables or the environment whatsoever down there that could be detrimental to any species that lives in the Boca Chica area, in the Starbase area, in the SpaceX's launch area, could be a red flag for the Fish and Wildlife Department. This brings us to this one. The Fish and Wildlife Service, this is a post from Adrian Beale at BC Cars Counter in a statement to NASA Spaceflight. The FWS has up to 135 days, Fish and Wildlife Service has up to 135 days to submit the final biological opinion to the FAA. And this started in August. 3 months is 90 days. So they have over 4 months to do this. And they have up to about 4 months to do this, right? So 135 days. It's September now. It's mid-September. Or it's late September, October, November, December, 4 months is January. If they take the whole time to reevaluate this, we're not seeing a launch till next year. So let's just take a look at what they said. In August, the FAA sent a letter and draft biological assessment to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service requesting reinitiation of Endangered Species Act consultation. Under Section 7 of the Endangered Species Act, reinitiation of formal consultation is required when a project and its impacts change significantly. The amount of take issued previously is exceeded. We have new information on listed species not previously considered, or a new species is listed. Reinitiation involving major changes in effects analysis or changes in the service's biological opinion are addressed fully in a new consultation. For SpaceX, reinitiation with FAA, we are considering the operation of a water deluge system, like I was talking about before. All this new water that they're introducing to this area, it could be detrimental, and it could hamper any sort of launches going forward. So this is what this post is about from the FAA. For SpaceX initiation, the service is currently discussing the project details with FAA staff to understand the extent of these new effects. Once the service reviews FAA's final biological assessment and deems it complete, consultation will be reinitiated. We have 135 days to issue a final biological opinion. Now, this is the kicker. This is the thing that might set SpaceX back a while. At any time, the FAA and the service can agree to extend that time if for some reason we need to gather further information or new information is presented. So if there's, like they said, they have new information on listed species not previously considered, or a new species is listed, the amount of take issued previously is exceeded, and the project require the formal consultation is required when a project and its impacts change significantly. So the water deluge system is a pretty significant change from SpaceX to the Boca Chica area, to the Starbase area, and it could. Even though they had it in their initial FONSI agreement that they were going to build one of these things, there's a difference between hypothetically what it's going to do. They have an idea of what it's going to do to the environment and also what it actually does to the environment. So the FAA, Fish and Wildlife Service, they're all going to look into this and see what is actually happening at Starbase, because if it doesn't work out well for SpaceX, like I said before, we could be waiting until next year for a launch of Starship. And that's not fun. I want this to work. I want it to, as much as I don't want to wait, I completely understand why they're doing this. I completely understand why they're doing this. And, you know, Michael Maxey says EPA wants a toxicity analysis before the deluge runoff. So expect another static fire booster night to get samples. That's a possibility. Yeah. I mean, ship 25 is destacked. SpaceX has said Kathy Leaders has said that they destacked ship 25 for final preparations for IFT2. And part of that could be the final preparations of, booster 9. Maybe they have to do another test. Maybe they didn't do enough analysis. And there could be a possibility that SpaceX needs to work with the Fish and Wildlife Service and just give it a quick little blast again. Also, SpaceX has probably already done some of that. So there's a possibility that SpaceX and the Fish and Wildlife Service are all, and the FAA, of course, are all working together. And they have been working together for a long time. So they're not enemies and they're not trying to fight each other or anything like that. Elon wants things done in Elon time, which is right now. He's super impatient. Like, the guy wants stuff done like as soon as possible, which I understand, because he has this mission to go to Mars for humanity. Like, he wants to start the system so we can get to Mars and live there. So every minute counts, every day counts. Artemis 3, big push. Every day counts for that. And if they're held back by 4 months due to the Fish and Wildlife Service, that's 4 months that they don't have to launch other rockets and to get to a place where they can launch a prototype of a tanker or a moon rocket. I mean, it's a huge deal for Elon and SpaceX to not have this time, because as we know, it's been 4 months right now. And if SpaceX is ready, if the hardware is ready and everything's ready, the whole flight system's ready, they could be launching IFT2 if it weren't for the FAA and the Fish and Wildlife Service. So Elon looks at this and he goes, we're ready. Why don't we just, we can't launch. This sucks. So, in Elon's head, I'm sure he's thinking, like, let's just get this done. But he also understands. And the leaders, Kathy Leaders, and also Gwynne Shotwell, the leaders of Starbase and Elon, all know that if they just send it, it could put them back, years and years and years, because it's super irresponsible. And it's just a silly thing to do. It doesn't make any sense.